This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father is the sweetest saccharine of all. Therefore renounce everything else and remember the one Father. And you too will become sweet saccharine. Question. With what sanskar are you filling yourselves by taking Srimat from the Father? Answer. The sanskar of ruling a whole kingdom in the future without an advisor. You have come here to receive Srimat for ruling your future kingdom. The Father is giving you such Srimat that there won't be any need for you to take advice from anyone for half a cycle. It is those whose intellects are weak who need to seek advice. Song. You are the mother and the father. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Who said, sweetest spiritual children? It must surely have only been the spiritual father who said it. You, sweetest spiritual children, are now sitting personally in front of the Father, and he is explaining with a lot of love. You now know that no one in the world apart from the spiritual father can give happiness and peace to everyone, or liberate them from their sorrow. This is why people continue to remember the Father at times of sorrow. You children are sitting personally in front of him. You know that Baba is making you worthy of going to the land of happiness. You have come in front of the Father who makes you into the masters of the land of constant happiness. You now understand that there is a big difference between listening to him personally and listening to him while living far away. You personally come in front of him in Madhuban. Madhuban is very well known. They have portrayed images of Sri Krishna in Madhuban and in Vrindavan. However, Sri Krishna is not here. Here, the incorporeal Father meets you children. You yourselves repeatedly have to have the faith that you are souls. I, a soul, am claiming my inheritance from the Father. This is the only time throughout the whole cycle to do this. This is the beautiful confluence age of the cycle. It is called the most elevated age. This is the confluence age in which all human beings become the most elevated. The souls of all human beings are now Tamopratan, and they are once again becoming Satopratan. When souls are Satopratan, people are most elevated. When souls are Tamopratan, people are degraded. The Father of souls sits here and personally explains to you. It is the soul, not the body, who plays a whole part. A part is played when both a soul and a body come together. It is in your intellects that you souls are originally residents of the incorporeal world, the land of peace. No one knows this. They neither understand it themselves, nor are they able to explain it to others. The locks on your intellects have now opened. You understand that souls truly reside in the supreme abode. That is the incorporeal world. This is the corporeal world. Here, all of us souls are actors. We are the first ones to come to play our parts. Then others continue to come down number-wise. Not all actors can come down at the same time. Different types of actors continue to come. They all come together when it is the end of the play. You have now received the recognition that souls are originally residents of the land of peace, and they come down here to play their parts. The Father doesn't come to play his part all the time. We are the ones who become Tamopritan while playing our parts. You children now enjoy yourselves a great deal by listening to Baba face to face. There isn't as much pleasure experienced by reading the Murli. Here, you are personally in front of him. Those who belong to the golden age, original, eternal deity Dharma come first. You know Bharat used to be a place of gods and goddesses, and it is no longer that. Since you see images of them, it must definitely have been like that. We deities existed in the beginning. You would remember your own parts, would you not? Or would you forget those? The Father says you played those parts. This is a drama. The new world then becomes old. The souls who come down from up above at the beginning enter the golden age. All of these things are now in your intellects. You are the ones who came to play those parts at the beginning of the golden age. You were emperors and empresses, masters of the world. It used to be your kingdom. Now there is no kingdom. You are studying how to rule a kingdom. There are no advisers there. There is no need to give anyone advice. You become the most elevated beings by following Srimat. So there is no need to take advice from anyone there. If you had to take advice from anyone, it would be understood that your own intellects were weak. The Srimat you receive now is also with you in the Golden Age. You souls are now becoming fresh. You children have now become soul conscious. You came here from the land of peace into this talky world. Actions cannot be performed unless you come into the talky world. These matters have to be understood. Just as the Father has all this knowledge, so you souls too have this knowledge in you. The soul says, I shed a body and take another, according to my sanskars. There is definitely rebirth. A soul continues to play the part he has received and continues to take rebirth according to his sanskars. The degrees of purity of each soul continue to decrease day by day. The word impure is used after the Copper Age. However, there is already a slight difference. Just as there is a slight difference between a new building and one that is a month old. You now understand that Baba is giving you the inheritance. The Father says, I have come to give you children the inheritance. You will receive a status according to the efforts you make. The Father doesn't differentiate between anyone. He knows that he is teaching you souls. Each of you souls is making effort for yourself. There isn't any vision of male or female here. All of you children are claiming your inheritance from the unlimited Father. All of you souls are brothers, and the Father is teaching you and giving you the inheritance. Only the Father speaks to you spiritual children and says, O my beloved, long-lost and now-found children, having played your parts for a long time, you have now come and met me to claim your inheritance. This too is fixed in the drama. Your parts are fixed from the beginning. You actors continue to act while playing your parts. Souls are imperishable and have imperishable parts recorded in them. The bodies continue to change. Souls become impure from pure. They are pure in the golden age. This is called an impure world. That land of happiness is now being established. All the rest of the souls will reside in the land of liberation. This unlimited play has now come to an end. All souls will return home like a swarm of mosquitoes. What would be the value of a soul who comes down now into this impure world? In fact, the souls who come down first into the new world have value. That new world has now become old. Deities existed in the new world where there was no mention of sorrow. Here there is infinite sorrow. The Father comes and liberates you from this old world of sorrow. This old world definitely has to change. Just as there is night after day and day after night, you understand that you will truly become the masters of the golden age. So why should you not have the faith that you are souls and remember the Father? Some effort has to be made. It is not easy to attain a kingdom. You have to remember the Father. It is a wonder of Maya that she makes you forget again and again. You have to create a method for this. It isn't that your remembrance will become stable just because you belong to me. Otherwise, what effort would you make? No, for as long as you live, you must continue to make effort and drink the nectar of this knowledge. You also understand that this is your last birth. Renounce the consciousness of your bodies and become soul conscious. Live in your households with your families, but definitely make effort. Simply have the faith that you are a soul and remember the Father. You are the Mother and the Father. All of that praise belongs to the path of devotion. You simply have to remember Alpha. I alone am the saccharin. Therefore, all of you have to renounce everything else and also become very sweet saccharin. You souls have now become Tamopratan. Therefore, in order to make yourselves Satopratan, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Tell everyone to claim their inheritance of happiness from the Father. There is happiness in the Golden Age. The Father establishes the land of happiness. It is very easy to remember the Father, but there is a lot of opposition from Maya. Therefore, try and remember me and the alloy will be removed. Liberation in life in a second is remembered. Everyone has to repeat his or her part in this drama. We have the biggest parts in this drama. We are the ones who receive the maximum happiness. The Father says, your deity Dharma is one that gives a lot of happiness. All the rest will go to the land of peace after settling their karmic accounts. Why should we go into more expansion? The Father comes and takes everyone back home. He takes everyone back like a swarm of mosquitoes. The bodies will be destroyed, and the imperishable souls will settle their karmic accounts and return home. It isn't that a soul becomes pure by being put in a fire. Souls have to become pure with yoga in the form of remembrance. This is the fire of yoga. They have created a play showing how Sita went through fire. It isn't just one who has to go through fire. The Father explains, all of you Sitas are impure at this time. You are in the kingdom of Ravan. Now become pure with remembrance of the one Father. There is only one Rama. When people hear the word fire, they think she went through fire. There is a vast difference between that fire and this fire of yoga. Souls become pure from impure by having yoga with the Supreme Soul. There is the difference of day and night. All souls are Sitas. They are in the jail of Ravan, in the cottage of sorrow. Happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. There is a lot of happiness in heaven. You children should therefore fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. You shouldn't have any type of doubt. When you become body conscious, many types of questions arise. You then don't do the business that the Father gives you to do. The main thing is that you have to become pure from impure. There is no need to create any other thoughts. This is an impure world, and that is a pure world. The main thing is to become pure. No one knows who makes you pure. When you tell people that they are impure, they become upset. None of them consider themselves to be vicious. They say, all are householders. Rama and Sita and Lakshmi and Narayan also had children. They too had children there. They have forgotten that is called a viceless world. That is the temple of Shiva. The Father continues to show you children so many methods. That one is the Father, teacher and guru who grants everyone salvation. Outside, when a guru dies, his child is made to sit on the gaddi. How could he take you into salvation? Only the one is the bestower of salvation for all. There is degradation in the kingdom of Ravan and salvation in the kingdom of Rama. The Father purifies everyone and takes them back home. Then no one becomes impure instantly. They continue to come down number-wise from the Satopratthana stage through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. You have the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. You are now like lighthouses. You now have the knowledge of this cycle and how it turns. You children now have to show everyone else the path. All of you are an army. You are the pilots who show others the path. Tell everyone, Now remember the land of peace and that land of happiness, and forget this Iron Age, this land of sorrow. We are showing you a very good path. Only the one incorporeal Father is the purifier. By remembering him, you will become pure. The rust covering you souls will be removed. God speaks. Man above. God Shiva speaks. Those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction are led to destruction, whereas those whose intellects have love for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, at the time of destruction are led to victory. The more love your intellect has, the higher the status you will claim. You will not be able to claim a high status by becoming body conscious. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharma 1. Fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. Don't have any type of doubt. Make effort to remember the Father as much as possible and become pure. Don't go into the expansion of questions. 2. Have true love for the one Father and become sweet saccharine, the same as he is. Blessing. May you be constantly introverted and stay in your self-respect by constantly staying in front of the sun of knowledge. When you face the sun, you definitely receive the rays of the sun. In the same way, the children who are constantly in front of the Father, the sun of knowledge, feel that they are receiving the rays of all the virtues from the sun of knowledge. You can see the sparkle of introversion and spiritual intoxication of the self-respect of the confluence age and the future on their faces. For this, always remain aware that these are the final moments. Your body can be destroyed at any time, and so have a constantly loving intellect. Stay in front of the sun of knowledge and experience introversion and self-respect. Slogan: constantly to fly in the flying stage is to cross any mountain of Jamala, chaos. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean and pure. Purity is greatness. This is the basis of a yogi life. If there is the slightest trace of impurity towards anyone, there cannot be the remembrance of the pure Father, as he is and what he is. Therefore, finish any trace of impurity in your mind and become completely clean and pure. Constantly have this awareness. I am a worthy of worship soul residing in the temple of this body. Om Shanti.